My most successful relationship was one of my last cats. My most successful relationship, a cat called Number Six. When he died, I decided to scatter his ashes on the Ganges at Varanasi, because it's only one step to heaven there, and I thought he'd kind of like that. Nice little, a little pussyfoot up into heaven. So I flew off out to Rajasthan with my ashes of my cat in a box, and actually went into a bit of a depression, not so much because of the cat, it's something that happens occasionally, just went in from those dark moods where I knew what I was doing was fun and enjoyable, but I couldn't access it at all, and just this real darkness, and got to where I was going to scatter the ashes, and it was really polluted and filthy, bits of bodies floating past, there's sort of poo, industrial waste, tourists, junkies, horrible, noisy, and I said, he doesn't want this, it's too much. So I thought, okay, I've come rather a long way, where now, what should we do? And I thought, I know, take him somewhere peaceful, take him to the Dalai Lama, I'm going to scatter him with the Dalai Lama in the Himalayas. So I taxi, and I got a ambassador taxi, 5 days to drive across India to the Himalayas with my cat in a box in the middle of a depression, and went up into the monasteries, and I was trying to explain to some of the monks about how my cat was very special and probably would have been the new pope if the German hadn't have got the job, and it was all this, that and the other, highly spiritual, but they just didn't get it about this cat being scattered in their monastery. So I kind of gave up on it and brought him home. So that's my cat in the green box up there.